Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers coming off of a 2-2 week, a win in the midweek, and then a win in game three against number one Arkansas. Good pitching all weekend, and all week, as a matter of fact. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson. That to me is what stands out the most after a 2-2 week is how well Auburn pitched, coach, from start to finish.
Yeah, good competitive week and good fight. You know, the 2-2 is kind of hard to stomach because we were so invested in the fight with this great Arkansas team coming to town. And, you know, we had a one-run game in Tuesday going all the way back to Montgomery in South Alabama in a 2-1 ball game that we won and then lost a 1-0 ball game, seeing the best left-handed pitcher in America, and thought we were one big hit or, you know, some way away from some doing something special. Then another one-run game that was – tied up late in the ball game, and then, you know, actually a lot of courage because, you know, you're looking at the Sunday game or the Saturday game, game three, and being down 0-2, and the guys fought and got a win. But when our pitchers coming out of Vanderbilt, they were so consistent this week that you felt like you had a chance to win every game this week. I think that's a step in the right direction.
Get back to the pitching in just a moment. What did it mean to you? What did it mean to the program, coach, to see a record crowd on Saturday of 5,087 and a three-day attendance of 13,503 for the Tigers this past weekend?
Yeah, you know, for me personally, it was just seeing how these people have been amazing to our program, to our players, the support. Biggest crowd ever was a huge part of the game on Saturday. That I don't think there's any doubt about it. And even players that have moved on the last few years and really everybody, because a lot of our lettermen, a lot of our people are a huge part of this. I know Frank Thomas sat there the first two games this weekend rooting us on wide open. I saw Tim Hudson in the first row. But our fans have continued and know that we need them. And we're starting to sense that. At the ballpark, seeing the fans and the students really hanging out around the bullpen, seeing that Hall of Fame club that we've talked about ad nauseum, but just seeing really the wraparound of fans all the way through the parking deck, if you will, is huge to us being able to do something. I think it really kept the boys in the fight this weekend and allowed us to, you know, was part of it. You know, Cooper McMurray's big swing probably had something to do with it, and Parker Carlson on the mound. And several others, but there's no doubt that our fans have grown from where we got here to where we're at today, and they were a huge part of us helping us get a win on Saturday.
What was the key from a pitching standpoint to this past week, the four games, starting with the midweek game and through the Arkansas series in your mind?
Yeah, you know, we thought we were ready for SEC play. My biggest disappointment has just been I thought our program's ready to hang with these guys a little bit better. The Vanderbilt weekend was tough. The first 2 days just, you know, pitching, you know, just gave up too many hits. And like I said, this past week was a great response to that. We tried to hook everything up on Sunday at Vanderbilt and get a win. They wouldn't let us have it. But I really felt like the third game at Vanderbilt and the three games versus Arkansas, we played competitive baseball and we're going to get our share. My disappointment was I wanted to do something right then. I think we're 14-3 in our non-conference, and, you know, we got a chance to play the number one and number two team back to back. And this week, we'll never stop getting opportunities this year with the schedule. We'll go to number four A&M this week. I like to fight in our guys. That's my job, to continue to keep them playing with great effort. I wanted it for our fans and for our players. So I got to let go of the wheel a little bit and make sure we keep growing, make sure we keep teaching, make sure we stay with these guys. And, hopefully, you know, two more months of SEC play that all this stuff will pay off for this group.
I want you to, if you would, talk about a couple in-state guys that pitched so well for you this past weekend and really pitched well for you all season long. And that's Parker Carlson out of Mobile, Will Cannon out of Phenix City.
Yep. Will Cannon, I called him the most competitive guy on the staff last year. We've been fighting. You know, 14 of our games have not been close. We've won either really big or somebody's run off and left us. So we needed to play some close games. So we got that taken care of this week for sure, getting to play all these close games. But, you know, Will Cannon finally got that game that he was looking for with it really on the line. And absolutely his play, him and Ike collided basically down the third baseline for a pop-up in that eighth inning of the ball game, I think on Saturday. And that's when it told me, like, I don't care what nobody's saying about us or if our guys will just absolutely fight. He flew to that ball. Pitcher went and caught the baseball. Ike Irish was right there, run into him. That's a mark that this team is fighting for every inch and how big Saturday was and that crowd pulling them through. And then Will pitch great. Parker Carlson, I told him I remember seeing him as a sophomore in December or January at one of our camps in the old indoor facility and knew how I saw him pitch and the feel that I thought he was an SEC pitcher. You know, that took a couple of years and he's hung in there, but he's been good all year long. He's probably worked from a spot this year where it's, you know, first 2 years were a little slow and he's had to earn his way from, you know, how many opportunities is he going to get to back-to-back weekends or these first two SEC weekends are like, hey, if the game's on the line, we can give the baseball to Parker Carlson. And I'm tickled to death with him and his ability to continue to grow, get settled, and now do such a big role for us, especially these first 2 weeks back-to-back of conference play.
Jacksonville State, Tuesday night at 6, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all night games at number 4, Texas A&M. Coach, how do you pitch this week with the Gamecocks and the Aggies?
Yeah, with our staff meeting this morning, I just said, give me a better recipe. Help us to continue to get better. What's it going to be? And I think after going around the table, I think the same rotation is what we're going to do again. I think Herbert Holtz is now ready for a full start and the opportunity to do that tomorrow. Still got a host of guys that we could get in the ball game and that we want to see again. Alex Petrovic was really exciting last week. I'd love to see him in the game. Griffin Graves has been on the sidelines for a couple of weeks, a left-handed freshman that we're so high on. Love to see him back in the ball game as well. Watts didn't get into competition this past weekend and had finished the game last Tuesday. So those are some guys I'd like to see. And with that short week, again, being Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to do the same exact rotation. So McBride settled the game very well for us in the 1-0 loss of game one last week versus Arkansas. Also got a 6 innings, and I thought after that 4th inning, I thought the 5th and 6th innings that he threw the other day against Arkansas may have been the 2 best innings he's thrown since he's been in an Auburn uniform. But for us to be in a ball game and him to get through 6 complete innings, I think was good. And then Joseph, it looks similar to the Vanderbilt outing, but we have to continue to believe that he's going to continue to grow and give us the best shot of keeping our bullpen intact, rounding us out, and for us to be able to throw our 27 most competitive innings. We'll go the same way this week with our pitching as we did last week.
Coach, do you take a look at the competition, and it's Jacksonville State in, brand new coach there, but a familiar head coach. We saw him last year, of course, at Missouri, and then on the road at Texas A&M. Great atmosphere for baseball at A&M. The Aggies, a top 5 team as well. This very, very tough schedule just continues the gauntlet for this Auburn ball club at this point.
It does. And we're just going to keep fighting, taking it a day at a time. This is huge for us tomorrow with Jacksonville State. And also, you know, Aaron Everett's been on our staff the last couple of years. He's the pitching coach now at Jacksonville State. So it'll be great to see Aaron again. Love his family and his contributions to Auburn baseball. And now he's out making his way as a pitching coach. He's going to do a great job. I know they started conference play now and got off to a bit of a slow start, but really had a good start to the season with the new head coach and everything there. So it'll be another one of those in-state competitions where everybody's ready to go. I know Mason Maynard and Javon Hernandez will probably see some people that they care about because they were a huge part of that program for a long period of time. And then Texas A&M is going to be one of the best environments in college baseball. They're 21-3 overall, and they're absolutely you know, one of the best teams out there. I just think, what can we gain from week one? It looks like we've made some adjustments. Now, what can we take out of week two? And it's just going to be this way every week. So let's just keep getting into it and fighting. I think we know what it looks like to play top teams in the country now. And so we're going to have to do it again in their environment It's Easter week, which is always special. That's why we're running another Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just a lot going on, but there's got to be a lot of competition, a lot of fight with this ball club to keep trying to stay in this SEC fight, which looks like it's going to be as good as advertised or better and crazy for the next 2 months.
Tuesday night, Auburn and Jacksonville State at Plainsman Park at 6. Thursday, 6 o'clock at Texas A&M. Friday, 6 o'clock at Texas A&M. And Saturday, a 7 o'clock game at Texas A&M. Coach, thank you for the visit. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark this week. War Eagle.
War Eagle, Andy.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.